Hello, dear sisters. Welcome back to our study in Christian womanhood. After Jesus died on the cross and rose from the dead, he presented himself alive to his disciples, appearing to them over a period of 40 days, speaking the things concerning the kingdom of God. And then, right before ascending into heaven, he also promised that he would baptize them with the Holy Spirit. Well, today, this promise is for us as well. For us who have truly been captured by grace and have been saved through the miracle of God, we too have been told that we have receive the power of the Holy Spirit, and that he now dwells in us. I would like to read to you Acts 1:8. But you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you shall be my witnesses both in Jerusalem and in Judea and Samaria and even to the ends of the earth. Well, as we take a deeper dive into understanding Acts 1:8, there are three questions that we can focus on today. What does it mean to receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on us? What does it mean to walk by the Spirit? And what does it mean to be his witnesses? Well, sisters, before we go any further, let's come before the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, Lord Jesus, we thank you so much that you have come to save us and that now you do promise that we have received power as the Holy Spirit has come on us and that we are to be your witnesses to the world. Lord, we pray that you would lead us now in your truth and love in understanding this promise and how we should walk in your truth, walk in your ways, and truly understand what it means to be your witnesses to the world. Lord, lead us in your word. It's in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen. Well, sisters, from the very beginning of our study in Christian womanhood, we learn that we all start out dead in our sins and that we have been drawn by God, by his mercy and his grace, that he made our sins known to us. He's given us hearts to repent and believe in him. And as we come to the cross and lay our lives down, knowing that Jesus paid the price and the penalty that we deserve for our sins, and that we've been forgiven because of this. Knowing this truth, we're able to lay our lives down and follow him. And he's made us new creations. He's given us a new identity in Christ. And not only that, he's also given us the power of the Holy Spirit so that we are able to walk in his ways and to be his witnesses to the world. What an unbelievable promise that we have. And truth that we have the power of the Holy Spirit. And so now let's take a look at the three questions that we had mentioned earlier. What does it mean to receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on us? And what does it mean to walk in the Spirit? And lastly, what does it mean to be his witnesses? Well, I have been encouraged to take a deeper dive into understanding Acts 1:8. As we do this, we need to truly focus on the truth of God's word in understanding what is written in the scriptures. There's many lies out there about the Holy Spirit. And the bottom line is the purpose of the Holy Spirit is to have the power to walk in the ways of God, to live out His will on our lives, so that we can be His witnesses to the world. So let us, and this is all to be understood, that none of this is for our own gratification, but it is all for the glory of God. Amen. So let us first take a look at 1 Corinthians 12:13, where we are told, "For what by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, which is the church." The church is the spiritual body of Christ, and it is Christ who is the baptizer. In John 1:33, God Himself told John, "He upon whom you see the Spirit descending and remaining on Him, Jesus, this is the one who baptizes in the Holy Spirit." Christ washes us clean, He gives us new life, and He immerses each believer with the Spirit into unity with all other believers. That is the one body, the true church. The true church being comprised of those who have truly received the miracle of God, who have laid their lives down and now follow Him. One who has not been saved is not one whom the Spirit will reside in or baptize. But the good news is the Holy Spirit is placed in the believer permanently. The Holy Spirit doesn't just come and go, but He lives in us. And it is God who calls all of us believers, the church, to be obedient to His word and trust in what He has already done in us. He has already saved us to live out His purposes, His will, and His ways on our lives, and to follow His words and His commands. And this is all done through the power of the Holy Spirit. Let's take a look at Ephesians 5:18 through 21. "And do not get drunk with wine, for that is dissipation, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing and making melody with your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks for all things in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to God, even the Father, and be subject to one another in fear of Christ." We are called to a true communion with God, and we are already filled with the Spirit of God, and we're called to walk in the Spirit, not focusing on filling ourselves with mind-altering drugs, with alcohol, or anything else that would fill our fleshly desires. But we are to focus on the fact that we are filled with the Holy Spirit. Paul literally refers to such things as cup of demons. And in 1 Corinthians 10:21, he explains that you cannot drink the cup of the Lord and the cup of demons. You cannot partake of the table of the Lord and the table of demons. So if we are looking to fill ourselves with things that change our mind-altering perspective, change the feelings in our flesh. This is literally going against God. We're to be focused on praising the Lord, on being in His Word and speaking His truth. This is a command for believers to live continuously under the influence of the Spirit by letting the Word of God control our lives, how we live, how we think. And then we are to pursue pure lives, confessing our sins daily, dying to ourselves daily. We don't just die to self once. This is an ongoing thing. And we are to surrender to the will of God, depending on His power in all things and not on our own strength. So let us continue and take a look at Galatians 5:16. But I say, walk by the Spirit, and you will not carry out the desires of the flesh. For the flesh sets its desire against the Spirit, and the Spirit against the flesh. For these are in opposition to one another, so that you may not do the things that you please. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. All believers have the presence of the indwelling Holy Spirit as the personal power for living to please God. If we're focused on fulfilling our own fleshly desires, we're not going to be focused on following the Spirit's leading and obeying God's word. Walking in the Spirit means submitting to the Spirit's control and responding in obedience to the commands in Scriptures. No, we won't be able to do this perfectly, but we have the power in us to do this if we are focused on it. And when we decide to walk in the flesh, we are responding to the physical body's wants and desires. And this is what leads us to then sin. We are subject to sin, open to sin, when we are focused on our fleshly desires. Taking our focus off of Christ can immediately lead us down that path of sin. And I know from my own experiences that this can literally happen in an instant. This is why we must keep our eyes on Christ at all times. And again, we won't be able to do this perfectly, but you know what? It comes back to the heart. If you truly love the Lord with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, then that love, because He loved us first, will continue to help us to run our race, to pursue and continue to follow the Lord. If we look at Luke 4:1, when Jesus spent 40 days in the desert, the Word said He was led by the Spirit. During this time, He ate nothing. He was tempted by the devil during this time over and over again. But the way He conquered that temptation of sin was with the Word of God. Let this be our example for daily living. If we're constantly in the Word of God, knowing His truth, this, again, will help us to conquer temptation that we will take every thought captive, take it through the Word of God, keeping focus on Jesus, and again, walking by the Spirit of God in the power of the Spirit. Acts 2:4, and they were all filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit was giving them utterance. The Holy Spirit gives us power to boldly speak the Word of God. And as this example in Acts 2, where they were literally talking in different tongues and languages, this also shows us how believers would come from all nations. We, as a church body, as you know, we have sisters and brothers in Christ around the world. And through this love, we all speak the same language. In 1 Corinthians 6:19 through 20, the word says, "Or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and that you are not your own? For you have been bought with a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body." This is another reminder that our bodies belong to the Lord, and we are the spiritual body of Christ, and we are the Holy Spirit's temple. Knowing that the Holy Spirit dwells in us, we literally have God dwelling in our bodies. So as we look to our individual lives, do we remember this truth every day? For when we sin, we are literally sinning in our body where the Holy Spirit dwells. Look at Romans 12:1 that tells us that we are to be a living and holy sacrifice. The truth is, when we sin, we are doing so in the sanctuary where the Holy of Holies, where God is dwelling. We have been forgiven of all sins, past, present, and future, by His grace. But we should never take that grace for granted. And then lastly, for our scripture reference, Ephesians 3:16, Paul prayed that He would grant you, according to the riches of His glory, to be strengthened with power through His Holy Spirit in the inner man, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. Spiritual power is the mark of every Christian who submits to the Word and Spirit. So let us look at that again, because I think this is really important when we ask the question, how do we walk in the Spirit? Well, we need to submit to God's Word and to the Spirit's leading. We need to discipline our minds and spirits to study the Word, understand it, and live by it. Through the Holy Spirit, we should grow stronger in our lives. We should be encouraged and empowered to live as obedient and committed Christians. And as we live out this life, we should be growing stronger in Christ every day. We live out this surrendered life through the power of the Holy Spirit. I know when I was coming to Christ and I knew I was a sinner, I was ready to surrender, but I didn't understand how I could possibly do it. The truth of the matter was, is I didn't know how I could get through a single day without sinning the big sins that used to be in my life. And now my little sins become bigger to me. I'm more aware of them every day. And it is through that repentance, through that promise that Jesus truly is alive. He's living in you. And this is where we receive that power to be able to live out His word, His will, and His ways on our lives. If we didn't have the power of the Holy Spirit, because we didn't receive the miracle, it would be impossible to answer that call on our lives. But once you're transformed, once you've received the miracle, you will know, because your heart will change. And so there's also the truth that as we walk in the Spirit, we then produce the fruit of the Spirit, listed in Galatians 5:22-23. Which is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. As the world sees us live this out, they will then see the love of Christ in us. And the love that we received from Him by His mercy and grace, and now we extend to others by being His witnesses to the world, in hopes that other people will see that Jesus truly is alive, that they would cry out to Jesus for changed hearts and to know the love of Christ themselves. So, sisters, let us embrace the fact that if we are truly saved, we do have the power of the Holy Spirit, and that He has commanded us to go and be His witnesses to the world, knowing that He dwells in us and that He has given us this power because He is alive. We have everything we need to live out a life of godliness and be His witnesses to the world.